Hi, this is Mitch Davis from Orbisquara, and you're listening to VIC.
Where did you get the name Orbisquara?
Actually, pronounced Orbisquara, actually.
Orbisquara. Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, everyone gets
it. Oh, make sure that we correct that one for the station. We'll sound okay. So professional.
Most people say it wrong, although I just made it up, so there's really no...
There's no real pronunciation.
It's basically when I was thinking of a name, I wanted something, like, I didn't want it to be like, you know, the, you know, Mitch Davis Project kind of thing. I want it to be like, you know, have a band name, and I want it to be something that did not clue you in into what to expect from the music. You know, like something where you can, you know, you hear the name and you won't have any, you know, preconceptions over what you're going to hear. Like some, you know, some band names, like, you know, you'll know, you listen to that and you say, oh, that must be a metal band, or that must be, you know, that must be a, you know, a, you know, an electronic act, or whatever. I just wanted something where you'd have to hear it to know, so you can kind of form all your opinions just by listening to the music.
Right.
Almost like a, you know, like a, the name to be sort of like a Rorschach test, you know, like where you kind of like form your own opinion as to what it might mean and what to expect from it, you know?
Can you tell me about, I guess, just where that idea for the journey across the country came from?
Yeah, I mean, the idea of the website was, it kind of explains it up front, where it's, the album is called The Trouble with Flying.
Yeah.
And the title track is The Trouble with Flying, but the song is about, you know, it's kind of like a story of this, you know, it's basically the whole thing of, like, if you don't try to fly, you know, you might, you know, you don't get the chance to succeed because you're afraid of falling kind of thing. So that's, you know, like the story of like a, kind of like a, you know, bird who tried to fly and fell and all that stuff. But it was kind of like, with the website, it was actually, before even thinking of a website, we had this idea of, let's, you know, take another look at what the, you know, the title of The Trouble with Flying means, and maybe, like you say, The Trouble with Flying, in, you know, in regards to, because when you ask different people, they think, like, right away, oh, The Trouble with Flying is, you know, you have to wait online so long at the airport, and this and that, whatever it says. So you can say, like, you know, trouble flying is, you know, when you kind of, you know, fly at a, you know, in a plane at a million miles an hour from East Coast to the West Coast, you know, or from one part of the world to another, you miss all these little things in between that are happening. And, you know, everyone's, like, just moving so fast and, you know, flying around that they're kind of missing all the little things in life. So why don't we, you know, take a, you know, bus trip across the country and see all those little things that we otherwise would not see when we're, you know, flying back and forth. And, you know, we did a tour in 10 states in 10 days and, you know, kind of played the album for people and, you know, played songs and performed and, you know, talked to people and got their opinions on the music and just what the troubled flying means to them, and kind of and it turned into, you know, a whole, you know, it just kind of got bigger and bigger as we were doing it, and, you know, taking all these pictures, and it was really going to be part of like a video project, and it's the last stuff for the first video for The Trouble Flying. And then it got so, we had so much, you know, footage and so much stuff that, you know, we made into like a web documentary, and yeah, it worked out well. It was a lot of fun, kind of like a, you know, like a travel diary almost, you know.
What turned out to be your favorite place to visit?
My favorite place? I liked Austin a lot, because, you know, Austin was kind of crazy and, you know, really, you know, really a music town, which was really cool, and, you know, the people were, you know, really unique and friendly, and, you know, it was really, you know, were very eager to, you know, talk and share their opinions on just about everything. So that was really cool. And and actually, I liked, I'd never been to the Grand Canyon before, so that was kind of interesting getting to see that, and which is quite grand. I can see why they called it the Grand Canyon. It was huge. But I liked it all, and it was all, you know, really great in its own way. And I liked, it was fun, you know, being on a bus for that long too, which I had never taken a cross country, you know, bus trip. So it was a lot of new things for me, and I just kind of liked the whole idea of just kind of discovering all these things that I never had a chance to experience myself before.
Apple used one of your songs in a commercial. How did that come about?
They got it from Universal Music. Had my album,